HealthNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's happening in Monterey.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here from Pebble Beach Sunday. It's the 61st annual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, broadcasting from the Pebble Beach Golf Links, the 18th fairway. This is where the action is, and I'm alongside Brendan Flynn, who is in charge of the L.A. Auto Show when it comes to media and lining up all the good stuff. Hey there, Brendan. How you doing? Director of Communications himself.
I'm having a great time here. You can't complain. This is one of the best automotive events in the world. Of course, second to the L.A. Auto Show.
Absolutely. What a perfect segue. But you're right. I mean, there have been all these movies and stories about bucket lists and stuff you should do at least once in your lifetime, and this definitely falls into that category, as does the LA Auto Show. At least once in your life, if you're a car girl or a car guy, you should definitely check this out.
Yeah, I mean, the LA Auto Show is obviously a little more obtainable for most people too.
That's true.
But, you know, this is a little bit of a preamble to the LA Auto Show, and there's some debuts that are taking place here. The Infiniti JX crossover had a concept debut, and so the production debut will be in LA. So there are
Excellent.
Some connections between this event, which kind of gets people excited, and then, you know, the LA Auto Show rolling into the first auto show really of the season. First consumer regular auto show of the season.
And growing in popularity, I mean, as being there the last few years and really umpteen years, when I stop and think about it, I mean, you guys, since you changed the date, have really reincarnated the show, and it truly has turned into one of the most important shows in the country. Some would say, you know, right up there as being the most important show of the country. And I was chatting a little bit earlier today with the brand manager for Lexus, and they unveiled the GS here at Pebble, but the LA Auto Show is going to be a venue that they're going to show some additional models in the GS line.
Yeah, the IPL maybe. Yes, definitely it's an exciting time, and you wouldn't know being up here and looking at the auto industry as a whole that we're still in a pretty significant automotive crisis that seems to become the one bright spot. And the number of debuts coming to LA is testament to that. We'll probably have come showtime, there's going to be easily 50 debuts, and 20 plus are going to be brand new, you know, never before seen world debuts. So
20 world debuts and 50 North American debuts?
Well, total, we should be about 50, 55 or something like that. But 20 of those, 22 should be world debuts. And then the North American debuts are nothing to scoff at. I mean, BMW is going to be going to launch their new iBrand officially at the Frankfurt show, so they'll have that i8, which is just phenomenal looking. Mm-hmm. The i3s, they're electric vehicles. So there's going to be the North American debuts are going to be just phenomenal as well.
What can you tease us with that perhaps you can talk about? What else are we going to see in LA?
Well, Hyundai is. They've already announced. I can tell you what the manufacturers have announced. I can't tell you what they've told me, and they haven't announced.
Fair enough.
So I got to be careful. Hyundai already announced they're going to have their Elantra Coupe, and then the Azera, which is kind of their near luxury.
Sure.
And they're here. They have a really fantastic display up the hill there. So Hyundai's really, you know, coming out with some great cars, and they have the Equus up here, and so they're really crossing all the lines. So
they
that
really
should be
have.
Exciting. And then I can kind of tease you with, I know Ford is going to have at least 3 world debuts, so Ford's really going to go nuts at the show.
Ford has been using the LA show as a venue quite often in recent years to unveil world debuts.
Yeah, I think it's an important market for everyone. You know, LA and California is, I think, the largest car buying market in North America, so it has the consumer value of actually selling cars, and then, as you mentioned, the prominence as a media show, getting more and more media attendance. So it's really a twofer. They get the media hit, and then they get the buyers.
Exactly. So that's cool. So we got Hyundai stuff, we got Ford stuff. Anything else that we can wrangle out of you, Brendan? I know you have to be careful here.
Let's see. Well, I know General Motors is having two. but I can't tell you which tell you which brands of General Motors, but two separate brands will have world debuts.
Okay.
And Fiat's already announced they're going to have the Abarth, if I'm saying that correctly, mm-hmm. version of the 500.
Kind of a performance version?
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of a fun one. And Subaru's going to have something that's exciting and perhaps highly anticipated.
Good. Can't wait to see that. Subaru makes some really fine products.
And, of course, we always get a global debut from Porsche, and we're going to have one from Mercedes, and Lincoln's going to have at least two. And then on the Mitsubishi is supposed to have a world debut, and I know Honda has something exciting that I know about, but
good.
I can't talk about yet. So it's going to be Volkswagen has a world debut, or perhaps two.
Mm.
And maybe if there's some Volkswagen PR people up here, I can confirm that. Later. I'm hunting down manufacturers and trying to
right.
confirm debut information here today. So, no, it's going to be a really good, exciting show. And, of course, the stories that are always in L.A., the green alternative fuel story is going to be mm-hmm. a hot story again this year. And then what's kind of newer, we're really seeing explode now, is all this amazing technology in cars. I mean, the telematics. I mean, the car's really becoming the ultimate, you know, wireless device.
It's so true. Connectivity is it.
It's just crazy the thing the things your car can do for you now. I was talking to Hyundai, and they have their product, their completely wireless product. And you can pull it in front of a restaurant and say, any reviews on this? And it'll just speak to you. It'll tell you. You know, voice activated. It'll read you reviews of the restaurant. So it's like, you know, it's like having a little partner, an assistant, a personal assistant.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about the attendance at last year's auto show, Public Days. How did you do?
You know what? It was positive. It was really positive. We're back. We're starting to get back up to our peak numbers. I mean, it was, you know, we're almost forgetting how rough it was in 2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And so our attendance dropped down into, you know, we lost a couple hundred thousand attendees. But now we're getting back up closer to that million mark like we were in the heyday. I think we were, you know, about 900,000 or, you know, high eight. So we think that trend's going to keep going, and we'll be back up in the mid-900,000, maybe hit the million mark, if not this year, next year.
Fantastic. What are the dates of the press days for guys like myself and the public days for everybody else?
Yeah, the press days are the 16th and 17th, and then the public days run through from the 18th, November 18th through the 27th. So it's that Thanksgiving kind of holiday time.
That's good. Good timing on that.
Yeah, it works for the show because you get that final weekend is really a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And even Wednesday before Thanksgiving is kind of a half day for people.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get as packed on the weekend because people can really spread it out over Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's really great. What's been your favorite thing here at Pebble 2011?
Oh, wow. You know, it's so hard. I mean, I saw some crazy cars selling at auction last night in the couple of million dollars, and there was a Ferrari that went last night, but what was it, 4.5 million?
Mm.
You know what, it's too much to pick something, but I'm really kind of a vintage car guy, so
yeah.
You know, all the vintage Italian cars are just, I'm drooling.
Oh, I know, just gorgeous.
It reminds me of how poor I am.
You and I, absolutely, but we can all look forward to the LA Auto Show. Can you purchase tickets in advance, and is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. We have a $2 off coupon right on the website,
mm-hmm.
So it ends up only being $10 to get in, and kids 12 and under are free.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really one of the cheapest things you can do in LA.
That's true.
You know, it really is.
And get to see all these cars. Have you ever added up how many cars are on the floor? I mean, at an average LA auto show?
Yeah, we have around 1,000 cars.
Wow.
On the show floor. It's definitely a big show. We take over the entire convention center. It's about 760,000 square feet. We're the largest event that happens at the LA Convention Center. I mean, we fill up the hallways and the lobbies. I mean, you know, I always end up having to stick you in a hallway or something because we run out of room and I feel badly about it. But, you know, you make it work. You make it work.
Well, it's always a pleasure working with you, Brendan, and thank you so much for your time here today, and enjoy the rest of your drooling and your experience here, looking at those beautiful Italian cars, those classic cars at the Pebble Beach Concours 2011.
I'm like a kid in a candy store here. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. We'll take a pit stop and then more from Pebble Beach.
This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
You start me up again, whispering my wires. You know this gearbox can make the ship all the small rooms.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane in American radio, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story about...
Broadcasting from the True Car Studios here at the Pebble Beach Concord d'Elegance, my name is Bob Long, sitting alongside the man himself, the founder of TrueCar.com, and many other internet ventures along the way. Here he is, Scott Painter. Scott, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for hosting us here. We've got a great perch, and what a wonderful event this is.
It's always a great time to be at Pebble Beach and come back and see old friends and visit all these cars.
And talk about eye candy. I mean, no matter where you go here, there's just an absolutely gorgeous vehicle awaiting for you to check out, whether it's a classic or whether it's a brand new car.
I was just going to say it is the most diverse collection of cars, and you can find something that fits every taste, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners a little bit about True Car. You guys have been around for a couple of years, but have seen some enormous growth.
Well, we found that when times are tough, people want to save money. And the last couple of years have been pretty unpredictable on a whole bunch of fronts. But I think folks are really focused on making smart decisions about big transactions like buying a car. And I think that buying a car is changing forever. And one of the things that we really believe in is transparency and the power of information. And we've seen just an amazing enthusiasm for that kind of clarity, radical clarity about what others paid for their car and what is a fair deal.
You know, that's so true. I mean, when you stop and think about it, with the average new vehicle more than $30,000 today, and that's just for an average vehicle, it's a huge investment. I mean, next to buying a house, this is a huge chunk of income, and folks really have to make wise decisions.
Well, it's fascinating in that most people, when they hear about the concept of total transparency, think that in some way the dealer's getting hurt. And it turns out that most people don't realize dealers make a lot less than they think. The average American thinks that the dealer makes about 10 to 12%. So on a $40,000 car, they think a dealer's making $4,000. We asked thousands of consumers how much would they voluntarily pay a dealer if they knew that the dealer was making no money. And the only way they'd make money is if they wrote it in like a tip for a waiter or a waitress.
Right.
And so completely voluntary. 75% of Americans say $2,400 or more on a $40,000 car, which would be a 400% increase in margin for the dealer. So the reality is that we believe not only is what we're doing good for the consumer, it reintroduces trust. It really helps the first-time car buyer, a total mm-hmm. novice, become a total expert in 30 seconds or less. They can immediately recognize a fair deal and a great deal. Makes them a better consumer. They act more confidently and they act more predictably. But it's great for the dealer. It is not about forcing the dealer into a price war where they go sort of down and to the left every time. It's about finding a real balance between supply and demand and reaching a sustainable outcome that's fair for both.
You know, it's so true that the average person going into the dealership more or less dreads it. I mean, the haggling, the going back and forth with the salesperson and the manager, I mean, people really dread it.
Well, they should. The reality is, and we see the numbers because we study what everybody paid for their car, we're now reporting on over 88% of all transactions in the U.S., both new and used. And what we now know is that you could buy the same car on the same day from the same salesperson and pay not only a different price, but a 40% different price. So if you think about that, on a
wow.
$50,000 Chevy Suburban, you might pay 40 and I might pay 60, identically equipped on the same day.
That is shocking, Scott.
And that's where the fear comes from. And I think that the business model of price optimization per customer, given that the car today is a commodity in the sense that the BMW 5 Series that you buy in Beverly Hills is no different than the one that you buy in St. Louis, Missouri. But the idea that we would pay a different price at the same dealership is absolutely absurd. And that kind of price optimization just is what people are really afraid of. And most people, when given an upfront price, end up triangulating a fair deal by calling two or three dealers anyway. So we've taken the headache away for them. We've just said, you know what, we're going to get all the information and just lay it bare because we do believe that this is what's great for retail, to reintroduce trust, and great for the consumer.
Tell us, Scott, a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes at TrueCar.com. How do you guys gather all this information?
Well, there's really three things we do. The first is obviously a massive data collection exercise. And everybody always says to me, certainly from the industry, where the hell do you get all the data?
Yeah.
And it turns out when you buy a car, you leave a data trail a mile wide. Not only do you have the transaction detail, but the dealer has it. There are what is called DMS, or dealer management software aggregators. There's almost 40 of them in the automotive ecosystem. You've got all sorts of different layers of information aggregators, from J.D. Power and Associates to many others, all the way up to the OEMs. But then it doesn't stop there. You've also got to register your car.
Sure.
You pay tax.
Yeah.
The state has it.
Yeah.
Polk and Experian and data providers all collect that data as well. But then you've also got to apply for a car loan. and or a lease. And 90% of the time, people are financing their automobile. The entire transaction flat file goes into that application. And not only the application, but it ends up in the loan portfolio. So lenders and all of the different credit reporting agencies have
right.
all of the transaction data, which is absolutely fascinating. And then you've also got the insurance data. So there are so many sources of data. Data collection isn't really the issue.
Right.
The bigger challenge is what the heck do you do with all that data and how do you analyze it properly?
Yeah.
And so we spent a lot of time really trying to demystify what goes into the option pricing system. And one thing that happened about 14 or 15 years ago is the industry embraced invoice and MSRP pricing as a standard, not just on the overall car, but down to the option and accessory level.
Yeah.
So you can now deconstruct a transaction. So if you configured a car one way, I can back out all the options you've chosen to the base trim.
Right.
All the way at invoice on every single one of those options. And then if I want to come in and configure it a different way, I
yeah.
can re-add all of those accessories and options at invoice and therefore get an apples-to-apples comparison with a much larger sample size. So we've really introduced math and computational analytics to the business of understanding really what is fair and how is the market behaving. But then the third thing we do, and I think this is what differentiates us in the end, is it's about presentation. It's about getting the the novice, the person who's not an expert in the car buying business, to really understand the data and how to make sense of it, in it as it relates to a transaction. And so what we've done is really taken this massive sort of outcome of all the computational analytics, and we put it into very simple infographics. When you get to the site, the first thing you see is a Gaussian curve. And most people don't know what the heck a Gaussian curve is, but it's a very simple visual that tells you people pay a different price, and it really helps the human brain to understand, my gosh, it's important that I understand
right.
what is a good deal and get a good deal.
Pay
and
attention.
We present histograms of the data, bar charts of the data, area graphs of the data, because everybody visualizes and really consumes that information differently. And in some cases, we just provide an absolute numbers chart, and some people like that as well. And so I think we're going to constantly be looking for ways to innovate around the simplification of a complex data set that's usually very opaque. And that's really going to define whether the company succeeds or not in the long run, I think.
I think it's fascinating the way that you monitor the inventory of vehicles. And it's such a powerful tool to know that if a dealer is sitting on a particular model, you can potentially save some serious dollars when it comes to the transaction price.
Well, it's not just that. It's knowing everything that's going on in the market. There are so many incentives, not just factory to consumer, but also factory to dealer incentives. And dealers are willing to do certain things to earn certain customers. And so I think that one of the things most people fundamentally know but don't really understand is how competitive it is for most car dealers. We've got a massive overpopulation of dealers in this country,
yeah.
almost 40,000 franchise dealers
wow.
across the country.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long. December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95 check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Driving down the automotive information superhighway. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back at Pebble Beach, 2011. My name is Bob Long, and I'm alongside two of my favorite guys. First, let's welcome TV star, automotive restorer. Everybody knows him. He's now world famous. The Mr. Wayne Carini is with us live here and in person. Wayne, how you doing?
Great. Great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And we've got publisher of Hagerty Price Guy. He is the man who writes for a variety of publications, Auto Week, Automobile, New York Times, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Dave Kinney, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Wayne. It's great to be here.
So, guys, you have been doing all kinds of things. This has been an exhausting week. It always is. But let's begin at the beginning and kind of do a little recap here. Why don't we talk quail stuff? I know I didn't get over there this year. I did get to the Bonhams, but Wayne, I know you were all over the quail and did some TV stuff with McKeel. Tell us about what you were doing.
Yeah, quail is one of the top events here in the Monterey Peninsula during the week. Such a fantastic event. The tickets aren't available normally. Face value is $400, and we see them going on eBay for $1,000 a piece. It is the hottest ticket in town. But for that price, what you get is a fabulous array of automobiles, some of the best food, wines, and friendships. Great people. It's not really crowded, so you get to be able to see a lot of your friends that you haven't seen in maybe a year or so and sit down and enjoy their company and around such fabulous cars. They bring in a group of cars from the racetrack over at Laguna Seca, and they come in and do a little lap around. One of the nicest events on the peninsula during the week.
It's a great one. And certainly auctions, I am more than sleep deprived, as is Dave Kenny, because there are just so many auctions here, Dave. Does it ever end? Do you get any sleep?
Oh, thanks for waking me up. I'm falling asleep right here. No, it's just unbelievable. You know, we've got five auctions going on. It's almost nonstop. They start as early as 10 o'clock in the morning, and they go all the way until late in the evenings. And it's just been great. Most of the auctions are doing a lot better than last year, with the exception of one. They all are, as a matter of fact. And we're out there taking a look at cars, reporting, and talking to folks. And like Wayne said, the most important thing is the friendships here. They're, you know, it's the one time a year when just about everybody's here. You might not see them all because of the human car wash of the Pebble Beach lawn, where you know, you're getting brushed from side to side. But it's all good, and it's all lots and lots of fun.
Wayne, what have been some of your impressions of some of the auctions this year? Certainly, Gooding had a big sale last night. RM had some exquisite vehicles as well. What have been some of your favorites?
Well, you know, of course, the top dog of the weekend was the 250 Testarossa, sold at David Gooding's last night for $14.9 million. I predicted it would do 15, so I wasn't far off. And then, of course, they had the beautiful Mercedes collection over at R&M. The top prize getter there was an $8.1 million, I believe it was, Mercedes 540K special body,
yep,
special roadster. So with numbers like that, and I think in general all of the numbers have been very strong. Ferraris have been selling very strong. We were able to sell some cars last night and do very well. And you're speaking about the number of auctions and what's going on, everything at once. Last night I was selling cars at Gooding's, and on my laptop I was bidding on cars at R&M at the same exact time. So it gets to be, it can't be at two places at the same time. So luckily we have our computers to be able to do two things at once. And unfortunately I didn't win the cars at R&M, but did sell the cars at Gooding.
That's great. What did you sell last night?
We sold a Chrysler, which did very well for us. We sold a Rolls-Royce, a Thunderbird, Oldsmobile 442, a Volkswagen Karmann Ghia, and I think that's about it for last night. Tonight we have a Ferrari, and we have an alloy body Jag over at Gooding & Company.
Wow. Pretty rare, an alloy body Jag. Tell us about the specifics.
Yeah, very unusual. One of, I believe it's 240 made. This one is won every award in the country. One of the highest placing Jag roadsters to ever win a JCNA Jag Club award. It's about a 15 or 16 year old restoration that's held up absolutely spectacular, and it's a very rare car and a great black with tan interior, just a stunning car. Hopefully it'll do 350 plus tonight.
That sounds great. Dave, your impressions of the auctions this year, what do you think?
Well, Bob, we should note that Wayne's figures were before we added the commissions on, so we have over 9 million on that Mercedes, and the Testarossa went for at least $1.5 million more. So, you know, it's huge money. And the Testarossa was a world record for a Testarossa. And I'm pretty sure that the three top-selling cars at auction now is a Testarossa, a Testarossa, and a Testarossa.
A little bit of a theme.
That's kind of the trifecta of Testarossas, and I'm not going to say that twice. I think things are really booming in the auction market. What we've got is a kind of a confluence where a lot of people don't want to put their money into something less than tangible. And what could be more tangible than an automobile that you can actually use and enjoy?
Yeah.
So I think we're all out chasing classic cars right now, aren't
That's
we?
Right. We're all trying to find that gem in the rough.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about what was a great story and played out at Mecum, didn't go as well money-wise as some people expected, but that trifecta of Italian cars. Wayne, did you have a chance to check those out in person? I was a little bit disappointed, honestly, in the presentation of those vehicles. They could have been detailed up a little bit more, in my opinion.
Well, it just so happens that myself and my team were the first people to see those cars before they were purchased. We were in Texas in January, and I was told about those cars, and our camera crew and myself went down, filmed them. I tried to purchase the cars, and the lawyer told me that they would have to go to a sealed bid process. I placed a bid, which I thought was full retail plus another 10%, and somebody outbid me by $55,000 and won the cars. So, at that point, I really wanted the Dino for myself, 2,700-mile car. So I went over yesterday and I tried to buy it. Unfortunately, it really set a benchmark as the, you know, original Dino prices. I believe it sold for $275,000 plus the commission. So it was a $300,000 car. And I felt there was no money left. After all, that's what I do for a living, is buy cars and make sure that I can make money on them.
Very good.
Yeah.
Dave, what do you think of that Italian trifecta there?
Well, it's kind of interesting. A Bora is not the same car as a Daytona. If there is a Italian trifecta, I would say a Daytona, Ferrari Daytona might be in that trifecta, but maybe the Dino and maybe the Bora could be replaced with other cars.
Right.
One's an eight-cylinder, the Bora. The Dino was I don't want to say a lesser Ferrari, because I don't mean that at all, but kind of an entry-level Ferrari for its day. So, very, very popular, don't get me wrong, and people love them. But of the three, give me that Daytona. It was a nice car, but like you said, the presentation wasn't exactly barn fine, and it wasn't exactly really nice. They were cars that, in another era, we would say cars that you had to do some repaint to or replace an interior on. Now that we've gone into this preserved car era of our industry, that's changed a little bit. But I really congratulate Dana Meekham for doing what he did. Nice job, great PR, great presentation on those things, and really got the whole peninsula buzzing about those cars. And a lot of people, I think, stopped in to see them. And as a draw, they were a great draw. And we should talk a little more about Meekham. He had 699 cars was the total, so he wasn't kidding when he said 700. He missed it by one car. We'll give him a pass. So.
Yeah.
And then they did very well. They had their they improved on last year's figures quite substantially. They went a little upmarket and a little downmarket. Thursday's cars were a little bit less than some of the ones that we've seen before, but that's great because you get some entry level cars. My favorite car was a Volkswagen Thing. I don't know, Wayne, did you see that?
I tried to buy it.
Okay. It went for a lot of money.
The Acapulco.
The Acapulco.
Yeah.
Thing, exactly.
Are you knee deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcast tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
She's American made.
Broadcasting from the True Car Studios here at Pebble Beach 2011. My name is Bob Long, joined by a friend of the program. We've had this gentleman with us many times before. He is the president and CEO of Bentley. It's my pleasure to welcome Christoph Jordes to the airways. Hey there, Christoph. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much for the invitation again, Bob.
Well, this is always a wonderful place to be. Pebble Beach, just the setting as we look out over the fairway and all these wonderful classic cars, and certainly a lot of wonderful classic Bentleys have been seen around the Monterey Peninsula over the last few days.
Yes, I mean, for us it is a great event because it's a huge concentration of people who are in love with cars and totally passionate about the great automotives. And for us, I mean, working for a company like Bentley, it's a lot about passion, about the way we craft our cars, the way we design them, and the way we manufacture them, and being able to share our passion with so many friends and so many aficionados is a great pleasure.
Absolutely. Speaking of great pleasures, you guys have had such a wonderful success with the Bentley Continental GT, and now we've seen a reincarnation, an all-new Bentley Continental GT introduced, and I understand the reaction has been spectacular.
Yes, new Continental GT has been introduced in America in April this year. It is an evolution of what we called Revolution, when first Continental GT came in the market at the end of 2003. It is a car which has totally transformed our company. It is a car which has created a new market sector.
Yes.
And became a benchmark in the luxury sector and a reference. And of course, such a unique package needed to be, of course, evolutive. And we developed it to something more contemporary. But of course, with a full respect of the identity of Continental GT and its personality. So it is an evolution of something which is a benchmark and unique in the market. And you will recognize the Continental GT, but it is wider, it is crisper, it is more contemporary, but the package remains the same.
I mean, that's the thing that really surprises me. When you take a look at the new Continental GT versus the old, it's, like you say, an evolution of design, but so many subtle changes. The headlight treatment is different. The interior is different. It's definitely, like you say, you recognize it instantly as a Continental GT, but this this one's even more athletic, a little bit more brawny.
I mean, we've changed all the panels of the car. The only remaining is the roof line. This is what is remaining.
Yes.
And the car is wider, 2 inches wider. So really, we did some intensive work about the car.
Yes.
You will still recognize the Continental GT because this is what we wanted. And of course, with the lines are much more crisper, or the edges are much more pronounced, using Superform technology, which is a technology used normally in aerospace.
Sure.
First time in the car sector, so we heat aluminium at 500 degrees, and then we form the lines.
Amazing.
And when it cools down. It became extremely rigid, and this is a way we can achieve such a design being very contemporary. And I like to say that we took Continental GT and we made a sculpture out of it.
Very well said. And it's more aerodynamic, I understand, throughout this work.
Yes. Of course, we need to work with the dynamic of the car, and it has to be more aerodynamic. The handling of the car is very important, and the fact to have it wider helps. And for engineering, it was a great work to be done. They like to work with wider cars, you know, for the handling. So the car is improved, but fundamentally the design is much more contemporary.
I haven't had the pleasure of being behind the wheel of the new Bentley Continental GT yet, but looking forward to it. But I can't believe what I've read, and that's the fact that it is so much more quieter than the previous model. And
yes,
the last model was very, very quiet, so I can't believe that you've achieved an even quieter number with this new model.
It's very quiet, but you will still feel the engine and the torque of the car. You still see some nice music out of it.
Absolutely.
This is important because it is a truly emotional car. And the car is a bit more powerful also. The quick shift transmission.
Right.
And for your pleasure to drive, we have adopted what we created for Supersport, which was 60-40 split
torque distribution.
Torque distribution, so 60 in the back and 40 in the front. So when you are in curves, you have more feelings as well with the car. And the handling is just perfect. So totally silent, some good music coming from the engine, and then you can go full speed, full security. I mean, it's fantastic.
Of course, it's got that wonderful W12 power plant, but something new with the Continental GT. I don't know if it's been introduced yet, but you're going to have a V8 variant in the not too distant future.
Yes, a V8 will come in America last quarter of next year, come later next year. She's going to be a different proposition, the same kind of positioning. This is an engine which will be even more efficient, with a 40% CO2 emission reduction. And this was part of our commitments, if you remember, in 2008. We had said that we were developing a new powertrain with 40% emission reduction.
Yes.
And this is the engine we are speaking about. But the way the V8 is distributing or delivering the torque and the power is a little bit different than W12. So it will be similar positioning in terms of cars, but with a different proposition in terms of driving pleasure. And both as our market.
The all-wheel drive system works seamlessly, as you pointed out, in the Super Sport model. It's amazing. And in the regular Continental GT, this is a car that you can drive year-round. I mean, your North American headquarters is in my hometown of Boston, and I know, you know, we get plenty of snow and plenty of foul weather, but these vehicles perform superbly, and I see them all over the place. A lot of successful businessmen are using this car their daily driver.
And you know, I after 13 years in the company, I couldn't finally resist to buy one for me. So I have a GT, and I drive it every day.
Good
in the snow in Boston.
Yes.
And even when you have a lot of snow, I just enjoy it. Of course, I have winter tires. But if needed, I can lift the car because you have air suspension, and it drives fantastically well. I can tell you people are very surprised when they see me.
Isn't it nice? Yeah.
It's fantastic. What a good advertising for the
car. Exactly. Let's talk about the car that's up there on the concept car lawn, they call it, and it's a vehicle that was built in celebration of a record that was done in a Continental GTC. This was a record set on ice. Tell our listeners yes. all about this very unique project.
So earlier this year, with the support of Breitling as well, being our sponsor, we went to Finland with Juha Kankkunen. Juha Kankkunen was a 4 times world champion, rally driver, world champion. And this is where he's coming from, and he has learned how to drive on ice when he was really young in the, yeah. the feet of his father, you know.
Of course.
So he has really this in his blood. And of course, we decided to demonstrate that the Bentley is a great car on ice. And he has broken the world record. And he has achieved 205 miles per hour.
Amazing.
Which is unbelievable, you know. With a standard car, a super sports convertible. And we decided to create a limited edition of it, which is a super sports ISR.
Wow.
And we are only going to produce 100 cars worldwide.
100 worldwide.
And one third of them for the American market only. And this is a car which is a little bit more powerful. We have increased the power by 10 brake horsepower, so it's unique.
Yes.
631 brake horsepower. And the colors, you've seen a black one here. We have
yes.
three color schemes.
What are the
white, things? White, and ice white, of course.
Makes sense.
And another one which is silver.
Excellent.
So we have this three color combination with the red wheels and specific treatment of the interior with the stitching, the red stitching, commemorating this record we have achieved.
Wow. Well, what a great achievement to be able to drive that fast in a production vehicle on ice. Well, Christoph, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, and I know no doubt there'll be some more exciting announcements from Bentley around the bend.
Thank you very much, Bob, for this invitation again, and I can see that you start to get used to my accent.
Excellent. That's Christoph Georges, our good friend. I'm Bob Long.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.